You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, but today's special edition of Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary Parish in Evanston, co-hosting
Wayne Madjars,
vice president and chief of staff, Loyola University. Good morning, Wayne. How are you today?
I'm fine. How's everything?
Good. How's your weekend?
It was nice,
special?
Restful. Not kind of restful. It was good.
I know you have a lot of activities down through Loyola University that also take you to evening time with banquets or gatherings, receptions.
That's why I have what's called the banquet bulge around my waistline.
Folks, Wayne is 6'8". Okay, am I right?
That's right.
And they get us confused.
Often. The security guard downstairs still doesn't know who to let in first.
Because I'm about 5'10", but right. No. I always wanted to be 6'8", and 240. Well, played, one out of two ain't bad.
You would have played football, probably, right? Or basketball?
Oh, football. Yeah, oh, football. Lord, football, definitely.
You're much more competitive. You have that knock them down,
yes,
go get them spirit.
When I was younger. So at our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408 on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. And an interesting show lined up today. Our first segment, the first day of Catholic Schools Week at St. Pius V School, unveiled their new mascot, the Pride Lion. The mascot came as a big surprise to students. Students had noticed paw prints mysteriously appear on the walls of the school the week before the unveiling. Eighth graders rolled out the new banner while first graders helped stuff lions. So with us in studio, we have Nancy Nasco, the principal of St. Pius V School in Chicago, and Kurt Lewis, the director of marketing at St. Pius V School. Nancy and Kurt, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much.
Well, listen, what was your old mascot?
Actually, we didn't have an old mascot. We have we had the globe, the world, because part of our mission statement is that we're called to make a world of difference. So we still have that. That's still, you know, a very vital part of who we are. But really, it was Kurt's idea to come up with this.
Now, what made you come up with the idea? What made you even think about why do we need a new mascot or why do we need a mascot?
Sure. Well, and I came to the school in August of last year, so I'm still relatively new. When I came in, one of the biggest problems we had, of course, was enrollment, like any Catholic school. And so we were looking for some branding to make us unique, and we had been looking for a mascot for several years. So we had some prerequisites. It had to be biblical. It had to be strong. And according to the kids, it had to start with a P. So the Pious Panthers, the Pious Pirates, the Pious Parrots, they all came up. But nothing had been settled on for years, and so I was kicking around some ideas. One of the ideas I really liked was a collective noun. Our school really is a family. And so I was looking at all the ideas the kids had, and then I was walking past the office one day, and we have this beautiful poster next to the office of the peaceful lion laying down with the lamb. And I thought it would be great. These kids ask about this poster all the time. It was missing from the hallway once, and all the kids wondered where it had gone. And I thought, you know, it'd be great to be the lions or something like that. And then, boom, it was right there, the pride. And so it's great. It's got the biblical connotations we were looking for, and it is not just the idea of being very proud, but also the idea of being a group.
And what's the reaction from the students been since you rolled it out?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. We brought in new T-shirts for the kids, new gym shirts with the new logo on it, and they have been flying off the shelves. The parents and the students have loved it.
That is great. Too bad you should have had a bear for the Chicago Bears. They remind me of the Detroit Lions. And that, the thing is, and so like, for example, when all the paw prints were happening last week in school, the kids were saying, like, what is this about?
Yeah, they were stopping by my office asking me what that was all about. So I said, oh, hold on, there's a surprise coming, you know. And they were trying to guess, that dog prints, cat prints, you know. But they were so excited. We had Sister Mary Paul come out for day one of Catholic Schools Week, which was an honor. And she's so busy, so for her to take time out to come to visit us was a thrill.
So what were some of the other things you did, Nancy, during Catholic Schools Week, which always is so special in every Catholic school in the Archdiocese?
Well, every day we had a special activity planned. Of course, we had 2 days of snow days, which sort of made us reschedule things. But we had Grandparents' Day. We had Teacher Appreciation Day, Student Appreciation Day. We have a program called Book Buddies at our school where older children read to younger children. So there were activities tied in with that. And then, of course, the whole pride thing. What are you proud of? What do you want to tell people about St. Pius V? So that just permeated the entire week.
Tell us a little bit about Pius V. How many students and how, you know, a brief history in the last 10 years, how's the school been doing?
Well, we say we have a fine tradition that began in 1872.
Okay.
As old as I am, I was not there in 1872, but the tradition started nonetheless. So the...
Wait, the parish was founded in 1872?
Well, I think the parish was founded close to that time, but I know the school.
That's amazing. For our listeners, St. Pius V School and then /parish is run by the Dominican priests.
Correct.
So not the priests of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I think the Dominicans have had it for many, many years.
Yes.
And they are a tremendous group of priests who do a phenomenal job at Pius V.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the I think it was the BVMs had the school first. Mm. And so they were connected with St. Mary's High School, and St. Pius had a commercial high school originally. So when I was in school, some of my classmates went to Pius for a couple of years and then went off into the world to be secretaries and administrative assistants. But at any rate, we have 213 students right now, pre-K through 8th grade. We just accepted 3-year-olds, so that's been an adventure. Really positive. And our kids are so good and so well-behaved. So it's a pleasure.
Now, what's the makeup of the children, the population?
I would say we are 95% Latino. And of that population, it's, Mexican-American, Puerto Rican. We have children from Guatemala, from Honduras, Costa Rica. So it isn't only from Mexico, but originally, really, Pius was one of the schools and parishes that accepted people who are newly arrived from different countries. Yep. And years ago, the Irish came to Pius, so it was great tradition continued.
Kurt, as director of marketing, how do you put it all together? And this is this new mascot is one of the things that you've been working on for some time.
Sure.
But when you have a population of students like you have at Pius V, when you have the number of programs that you have there, how do you begin to, as the person in charge of the marketing piece, kind of send the message out in one unified voice to make sure that people know what you're all about?
Sure. Well, and that really is the beauty of the mascot. We were trying to find something that was all-encompassing, and of course that's impossible, but this was as close as we could get. The idea of being proud not only of yourself, but of your school, your teachers, your family, but also because we have such a great Latino population, pride in your heritage, pride in your culture, pride in your community. It's beautiful. Every time we have people tour the school, that's always been the first thing that the kids say. When visitors walk into the classroom, we are proud of our school. We're proud of our teacher. We're proud of our education. It was a natural fit. So finding that balance of something that we could say about the school in general, it being such a broad scope, this was a great fit.
You know, I was finding it's interesting is that when I was a boy and many, many years ago, when I'd go to a Bears game, Bulls game, Blackhawks game, White Sox or Cubs, not too many people wore jerseys. But if you go to a game today, any of the city's teams across the country, people are truly into logos today. Mm-hmm. Into the, I'm wearing a Blackhawks jersey. I'm wearing a Bulls jersey. I'm wearing a Bears jersey. That wasn't the case 40, 50 years ago. I mean, some wore it. But today, you wouldn't think about going to a game without wearing the jersey. So really, what you've done, Kurt, is take upon our society right now. And when you wear a jersey, you are demonstrating pride in your team.
Mm-hmm.
So have a jersey of the Lion and pride in the school. You're just taking really a theme that is so strong in our society, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. The branding is critical. We it's a loyalty to the school that the kids have when they wear these shirts around. It says right on their chest, we are the pride. And to be able to also have that walk outside of the school, have families in the neighborhood see this, ask about it, it's part of our enrollment strategy also. So it really serves so many purposes for us.
Makes great sense. Nancy should be worried that a big New York ad agency doesn't steal you away.
Oh, that's for sure. He's a real gift to the school.
You're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Wayne Manjars and Father Greg Sackwitz with you. We're talking with Nancy Nasco, who is the principal of St. Pius V School, and Kurt Lewis, the director of marketing, and we'll be right back.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The faith home of more than 2 million Catholics. During the next half hour, we'll hear about the strategic pastoral plan, a blueprint for evangelization. And we'll talk with Cardinal Francis George about the virtue of love and the key role it plays in the lives of Catholics every day.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
And welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Relevant Radio 950 AM. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today. It is 9:13 in the morning. We're talking with Nancy.
It's a beautiful morning. Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day. That's right.
Happy Valentine's Day to all our listeners out there.
That's right.
Beautiful morning.
Suzanne from down the hall was nice enough to stop us on the way in this morning with a big bowl of Hershey Kisses. I grabbed one. You grabbed two, just for the record.
I grabbed one.
So the spirit of St. Valentine is alive and well here at the Pastoral Center. Nancy Nasco is the principal of Pius V School in Chicago, and Kurt Lewis, the director of marketing.
Took the basket.
You what?
I took the basket.
You tripped Suzanne,
but just
the basket. It was very cruel. Nancy, you have a couple of really neat things coming up at the school over the next couple of months. Tell us about them.
Well, we're trying to reconnect with our alumni, and that's been one of the most wonderful things with the Pride, because Kurt put this on Facebook. So suddenly I was hearing from all these kids, now adults, that I had taught when I was a teacher at Pius, and who are reconnecting with the school. So we have something called Party for Pius, which is going to take place on March 3rd at Zocalo Restaurant. So you could come to our website.
Give us the website.
www.stpiusv.org. So it's Saint, S-A-I-N-T, excuse me, piusv.org.
Okay. Now, you've been principal for 15 years.
I have.
And you were teacher before that for how many years?
I think 10. I went to Pius in 1986.
Okay, 25. Well, happy 25th. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Now, what's the second event you have coming up after March 3rd?
Noche Mexicana. Now, this is the fifth year mm-hmm. that we're celebrating this event. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of homecoming. It's welcoming new families and friends. And that's going to be April 28th at Carnival.
Great place.
Now, Kurt, tell us something about enrollment. You're doing that right now. There's 213 students in the school. Mm-hmm. And give us some understanding the whole process for enrollment.
Well, you know, we're starting off a little bit early this year, but really every school is. You really have to be on top of it these days. Now, as the Arch, we're really pleased that the numbers have actually gone up over the last couple years for Catholic schools. For our school, we're really looking to fill a few more seats. And of course, as always, we have to replace the outgoing eighth grade class. So this year, we're doing a few new things. We're putting out a mailer for the first time. This is going to thousands of homes in our area, so we're really excited. If even a small percentage of those families are responsive, we'll do great. These events like Party for Pius, like Noche Mexicana, are great ways of reconnecting with people and saying, bring your kids here. You know, this is a great place to be. And also approaching parishioners and saying, you know, if you pray here, you should stay here. You should bring your kids.
Another line. Put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah,
Daddy.
Hand them out at Mass.
Quick.
Another question that is, very few grammar schools and parishes have a marketing director. Mm-hmm. And it seems like St. Pius V is one of the few. So how did that even come about? And it seems like you're making a huge difference. I've always, you know, I've said to Wayne, I've said to others, sometimes Catholic schools are the best kept secret mm-hmm. in the Archdiocese of Chicago. So what you're trying to do is to get the name out. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that Catholic schools don't get enough credit for being so advanced. Technologically, the ideas are more advanced. We can do things that public schools can't. We run lean and we run fast. So we have Promethean boards in every classroom. You know, we have so much technology going around. Our kids are tech savvy. They're on laptops every day. So the idea is that we can go so quickly. We can come up with these ideas. Even having a mascot is rare for an elementary school. And so I'm fortunate enough that I work both for the parish and for the school. So I market all of the programs across. And that's honestly the way that they afford me, is by splitting those costs between the two. But it is unique, and I think if more schools were able to do this, we'd be able to put more students in our schools.
Nancy, I always like to ask Catholic school veterans this question, and that is, as a teacher and now as a principal, how have you seen the students change over the years? What are some of the most significant changes you've seen? You mentioned Facebook. I mean, or as Father Greg says, facelift. we have a student that comes to us today at all levels, from K through college, with a completely different exposure to the information technology world, to how they get their information, how they share their information, how they socialize with one another. That's got to impact what you see coming through the door. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, Wayne, that is the biggest change I've seen. You know, kids are kids, and, you know, over the years I've seen children come to school with lots of things that happen to them when they're not in the classroom. You know, lots of struggles, lots of issues that their parents are dealing with. But when they're in an environment where they're loved and cared for and respected, you know, they thrive, they do well. But in terms of the academic piece, I think we still have the same high expectations of our students that we've always had. I think the Office of Catholic Schools has been instrumental in making sure that we're following not only our excellent curriculum, but state standards. So we're called to do that. But I think technology is probably the biggest.
And I'm sure, Nancy, that the graduates of St. Pius V do very well as they move on to high school.
Exceptionally well. You know, we've got kids at Fenwick, at St. Ignatius, at Queen of Peace, at St. Lawrence. I'm going to forget somebody, De La Salle. But our kids do very, very well. Then we've had kids that have gone on to the medical profession, the legal profession, you know. So we're really proud.
Pride.
Yeah.
Proud of our students.
Now, before we bring the segment to a close, Kurt, again, give us the phone number mm-hmm. to contact you or Nancy mm-hmm. regarding admissions, and give us the web one more time.
Oh, definitely. Well, and families should keep Wednesdays free. Those are the days that we give tours and the days that we love to see families in the school. And, of course, you can set that up by calling 312-226-1590.
That number once again.
312-226-1590. Or visit us on the web at www.st. SaintPiusV.org, SaintPiusV.org.
I want to thank in a very special way Nancy Nasco, the principal of St. Pius V School in Chicago, and Kurt Lewis, the director of marketing at St. Pius V School in Chicago, for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. Nancy and Kurt, you're doing a marvelous job. And I
thank
think to our listeners, Catholic education does make a profound difference, and we're witnessing what's happening, the great things at St. Pius V with their new logo, the Pride Lion. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Madjar. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. Time in Chicago is coming up on 9:20 on this beautiful Monday, Valentine's Day in Chicago. We'll be back right after a break.
Join the movement to run the 2011 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 9th as a pledge runner for Team Catholic Charities. As a member of Team Catholic Charities, you'll be running to help our neighbors in need of food, clothing, and shelter, necessities for everyday survival. To join or sponsor the Catholic Charities Marathon team or committee, call 312-655-7912. That's 312-655-7912. Visit us online at catholiccharities.net/Chicago Marathon. We'll see you at the finish line.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your community.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:22 in this beautiful Monday morning in Chicago on this Valentine's Day. And Wayne, you notice how the last few days, the monumental snow is really truly starting to melt.
It was amazing this morning on the way to work, the amount of snow that we lost over the weekend. And that's just one day, really, because it really came above freezing only yesterday. So,
and they're talking by Thursday, 50.
It'll be gone by Thursday.
And so I think, you know, with February literally half over.
Saturday it'll probably snow again.
Yeah, so. But you figure 2 weeks ago was the blizzard, last week was the deep freeze, and 5 weeks from today would be spring.
So it's, is that right? 5 weeks?
Yeah, right. Try to contain your enthusiasm. It's right around the corner.
Pitchers and catchers report on Wednesday, though.
Yes, right? Exactly. Down in the warm climate down south. St. Paschal School is in the top 10 in a nationwide recycling contest, standing to win $100,000. They have been recycling for years as part of their curriculum in teaching global responsibility to their students. Their recycling efforts may be rewarded as their position continues to climb in a nationwide contest called Dream Machine Recycle Rally. I like that. This contest was created to increase the amount of beverage containers that are being recycled. With us in studio, we have Ginny Kionis, Administrative Assistant at St. Paschal School, and Gail Kopira, first grade teacher at St. Paschal School. Ginny and Gail, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now you said, Ginny, right before we got on the air, that right now St. Paschal ranks number one.
In the nation. I mean, the contest was open to 300 schools. I don't believe that there are 300 schools that are in the contest.
That's amazing. Well,
but
so what is St. Paschal doing that is so unique in the recycling world that's got you to this point in this contest?
Well, I'll let Ms. Capera start off. She's the one that actually started with the recycling with her class.
We started recycling 3 years ago, and at that time the kids brought in like 500 bottles. And then we recycled last year. They brought in 3,400 bottles. And so far this year, up until November, they had already brought in 4,558 bottles.
Now, these are first graders?
First graders. Yeah.
And
you're
kidding me.
They're just unbelievably amazing. And their parents are unbelievably amazing. And they're bringing bags and bags of recycling. At that point, we did get accepted in the contest. But before that, there was nothing to earn by it except taking care of the earth.
The thing is now, they're bringing in
bottles,
cans,
and anything else recyclable, yes.
Yeah, I think sometimes, now just say something to our listeners about what is recycling and why recycle.
Well, the kids, I could better say their words. They wanted a better place to live. They wanted a cleaner environment. They wanted to help the animals. And we recycle, so we use less natural resources. And the kids were very well aware of that. And so that was actually their idea to begin recycling.
And you said they were aware of it, which means at the first grade level, they're probably getting it from their home, right? From their family? I mean, it's something
exactly.
that they do, and this is the way for them to understand it and really understand what it means.
Exactly.
But now, Ginny, when we were growing up with another generation, you know, when I was in grammar school, high school, now granted, this is back in the 60s and 70s, we didn't talk about recycling.
No, we didn't. I mean, I grew up in southern Indiana, and you threw everything into the garbage.
Right.
And where it went from there, I don't think any of us ever really knew.
Yeah. Is this just the and I don't want to take this too far, but is this just the tip of the iceberg, maybe, Gail, from what you see in your class of students today, even in the elementary levels, becoming more socially aware, socially conscious today than students of maybe 5 or 10 years ago, recognizing that it's more, as we say on one of our T-shirts at the university, if the world is just about you, you're in the wrong place. And really being aware of the fact that you're not alone, and for the future of not only you and your family, but future generations, you've got to be more responsible with the environment.
I think it is just the tip of the iceberg. This is not the first St. Paschal project that they actually have done, though. Like 4 years ago, they actually did a fundraiser for endangered animals, and they made lemonade and came in on Sunday, and after Mass, they sold lemonade, and they earned like $400 that they sent to World Wildlife Federation. So they are totally global aware, maybe because of the internet or just and TV, I'm not really sure, but they really are concerned.
When you talk about the environment through this program in class, what kind of questions you get from first graders today? I mean, I'm just be curious to kind of get inside their heads.
Mostly they can't figure out why people do not recycle. They don't understand why adults are not more committed to taking care of the earth.
Mm-hmm. So really they are at the ripe age of a first grader taking for granted what many adults don't even think about.
Absolutely, yes.
And so it's really conscious raising. And, you know, for example, like I've been bird watching since I was 10 years old. I've had always a profound love of nature, of birds, of animals, of the environment. And it always breaks my, you know, I'll tell you, one of my pet peeves, you're driving along and a car in front of you opens up the window and throws out the window their wrappers from Burger King or McDonald's or their glass or empties out their ashtray at 60 miles an hour. I think to myself, what on God's earth are you thinking when you do that, to destroy the environment with garbage and to be just throwing cans out the window and bottles out the window? I mean, the earth is our home. This and are we protecting it for future generations? That's the key. You know, what are we doing for the next generation, for these children? We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Madjars, and we're speaking with Ginny Quiones and Gail Capera from St. Paschal School with their phenomenal recycling project, and they are in the wings possibly to win $100,000. They keep it up. 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, "You know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in?" And gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, "Is this something you can do?" And I looked at her and said, "You're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head."
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 a.m., time is coming up on 9:32 on this beautiful Monday in Chicago.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and also you have to, you know, I noticed this weekend at all the Masses, people, Wayne, are in better spirits with the weather getting warmer. The sun was out a little bit, and it just brightens spirits, and not that tremendous cold and ice and snow. Right. It takes a lot out of you just to get dressed to get to the car.
Yeah. Are you taking your mother out for an expensive dinner tonight for Valentine's Day?
I'll have to pray over it. The answer is yes.
Taking
mom out. Yes, definitely.
Where are you taking her?
Pray over it.
See?
Guess who my coupons are.
Got to run through that coupon. This one expires tomorrow. Let's go here.
Great idea, Mom.
Ginny Quiones.
Quick drive-through.
Ginny Quiones and Gail Capera from St. Pascal's with us this morning. Ginny is the administrative assistant for the school. Gail, the first grade teacher at St. Pascal's. And Gail, we're talking during the break about not only the phenomenal work that all of you have done in getting your students sensitized to the environment via this recycling program, but the involvement of the parents is pretty remarkable in this too, isn't it?
It's very contagious. The parents, I don't know who's more excited, the parents or the kids, actually. And the parents are telling all the people at work. They're bringing in hundreds and hundreds of cans every day. And whether the way they bring in 3 cans or 100 cans, the enthusiasm is just so contagious.
Is the parish aware that St. Pascal's is right now in the top 10 and could stand could win $100,000?
The parish is very aware. Just as an example, yesterday morning I went in to scan some cans, and I walked in the door thinking, you know, we'd have a few hundred maybe to do. Well, we ended up having 6,200 that had been dropped off at the Masses over the weekend.
Mm. So that, I mean, knowing that the parish or school could win $100,000, That would pay a lot of bills.
Well, no, it could, but the money cannot be used for that. The money has to be used for going green.
Okay.
Solar panels, energy-efficient doors, green computer lab, energy-efficient computers, printers, copiers.
So have you thought, this is like a game show. Have you thought about what you're going to do if you win the money?
Yeah.
Well, we've had a few ideas. Definitely we could use energy-efficient doors throughout the building. We would also love to get up a new computer lab with green, you know, energy-efficient computers and printers and copiers. Yeah. That would probably be like our number one dream right there.
And the spending of that money, of that grant money, is going to provide in and of itself another educational dimension for the students, I would imagine. Right, Gail?
I agree. Plus, we have to write a proposal so the kids can also be involved in that, because we have to do a proposal and submit it to Pepsi, and then they will approve it. Okay.
When does this contest end?
April 30th.
Oh, so we're talking like another 2.5 months.
Right.
And as you gather all the recyclables, where do you take this?
Well, we have one room at school right now that is our own little landfill.
You're kidding me.
Is filled to the brim with cans and bottles that we have recycled. The contest is run through Pepsi Cola, Waste Management, and Keep America Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Those are the three companies sponsoring the contest. So Waste Management is responsible for coming out and picking the items up. Unfortunately, they are just not coming enough.
They can't keep up with you.
They can't. Yeah. They can't.
And so in some ways, that's going to be spilling over outside the classroom or that room.
Well, we're looking for another place to put things also.
It's in some ways, it's a very nice problem to have. But it's amazing both the parents and the children have so far. I mean, I am sure this has gone beyond your expectations.
It has.
It has, yes.
Yeah.
Gail, are students role models for other students in this? I mean, do you see even in your first grade classes that one student or two students who are really passionate about doing this and maybe others who are just lukewarm, they kind of bring them along in this?
It is, and plus the younger kids, because the first graders are the big kids on the block. So now the kindergarten kids are recycling and the preschool kids are recycling. And they will take the bottles from the kids. And we used to actually, before we got accepted into the program, we used to actually count them ourselves and add them up ourselves. And so they would just, as soon as anybody walked into the door with a bottle, they would just run and automatically grab it.
Now, in the last few minutes, do you have an open house coming up?
We do have an open house.
Tell us about it, Ginny.
It is April 4th, and it's from 7 to 8:30. We'd love to have everyone come out to visit our school. And while you're coming out, bring your recyclables with you, because the contest will still be running.
Because they bring a can. And the thing is,
What determines the winner of the contest? He or she who recycles has the most at the end?
Well, it's, yes. Right now we are back and forth between us and a school in Florida. We're back and forth between one and two, and have been doing that for probably the last couple of weeks.
Now, is there a second prize?
No, there's not.
You know, it's like the Super Bowl. You only get one winner.
Kurt, who was in here before from St. Pius, we could put together like this radiothon where, you know, people call in and then they bring their recyclables right to St. Pascal's.
Or we could pick them up.
Or you could pick them up for like a 24-40-hour radiothon. We can make sure that you go over the top.
Be like Chicago versus Florida.
Exactly. Just like that.
It's like an own Super Bowl thing. And now give us a phone number if people could learn more about St. Pascal, Ginny.
The school number is 773-736-8806.
That number once again.
773-736-8806.
And your website?
www.stpascalschool.com.
Spell Pascal.
P-A-S-C-A-L.
And do that one more time.
www.stpascalschool.com.
And you're located where?
6143 West Irving Park Road.
Well, it sounds like you got a lot of great things happening at St. Pascal's, and it just amazes me the enthusiasm. And so, before we close, Ginny, has this, in a sense, unified both the school and the parish around this project?
It has, but I think we've always been a very strong between the parish and the school. It's like one big family with all of us, and I think this has just made us stronger.
Now, again, isn't this in a Cardinal Francis George's
home parish?
Yes, it is.
He graduated from St. Pascal.
What year did he graduate?
1951.
An eighth grade graduate of 1951.
Yes.
Well, that's St. Pascal.
Our most famous alumni.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a very special way. Do you want to say something else, Ginny?
There's a couple of people that I'd like to thank.
Oh,
possible.
Please go ahead.
I mean, we've had some of our schools come on board to help us with the recycling. St. Patrick High School, Resurrection High School, Northeastern University, Beck's Bookstore, and Resurrection Hospital Dietary Department.
So shout outs of thank you. All these places have helped with your recycling project?
Yes, they have.
That is amazing. So again, thank you to all those schools that have helped out in Resurrection Hospital. I want to thank in a very special way Ginny Kionis, Administrative Assistant at St. Paschal School, and Gail Kopira, a first grade teacher at St. Paschal School. Ginny and Gail, thank you for joining us here on Catholic Schools Today. Keep up the great work. God bless you, and I hope and pray that St. Paschal's takes the Super Bowl crown for $100,000. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars, 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break.
Men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
It's time to sign up for Parish Leadership Day, Saturday, February 26th at Maria High School. There will be inspirational talks and 100 workshops in English, Spanish, and Polish. Once again, there will be a lively and entertaining question and answer luncheon visit with Cardinal Francis George.
I invite you to join me at Parish Leadership Day. This will be a time for education, for fellowship, and encouragement. We will pray and learn together, and as always, I look forward to conversing with you, answering your insightful questions during our luncheon session. Above all, I thank you for your generosity in serving Christ in His church.
Parish Leadership Day is a great event for anyone who wants to be more active in their parish. For details, contact your parish or go to www.archchicago.org or call 312-534-8364. That's 312-534-8364. Hope to see you Saturday, February 26th at Parish Leadership Day.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. Time is 943. Our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Wayne Majars, Vice President and Chief of Staff of Loyola University in Chicago.
A nice little refrigerator magnet of the St. Pius V Pride Lion that Kurt left behind.
That's very nice.
Isn't that nice?
You can put that in. I got one too.
It's a great logo. It's got unfortunately that's done like a northwestern purple, so I don't take well to that. But
being from Loyola, otherwise you're very happy. The 33rd annual African American Heritage Month Mass will be held at Holy Name Cathedral at 9:30 in the morning on Friday, February 25th. Students and faculty from throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago attend the African American Heritage Month Mass. Students have spent weeks practicing songs and dances for the celebration. The Guza Saba principle of Kumba, which means creativity, I didn't know that, will be this year's focus of the Mass. And via the phone, we have with us on the air Joyce King, Liturgy Committee member of the African American Heritage Month Mass, and Sister Kathleen Smith, Liturgy Committee member of the African American Heritage Month Mass. And we're still waiting for, I think, Denise Spells to join us, but I think Joyce and Sister Kathleen, are you with us?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, Joyce, where are we calling you from? Where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm in the comforts of my home.
Oh, okay.
But I work at St. Dorothy Parish.
And how about you, Sister Kathleen?
I work at St. Felicitas Parish. I live at St. Felicitas Parish in the convent. So I'm in the surroundings of St. Felicitas.
Well, to both of you, a very blessed, happy Valentine's Day.
Well, and thank the same you so to you. Thank
and now
you.
Tell us something about the African American Heritage Month Mass. This will be the 33rd annual. Who'd want to speak about the history and the purpose and the reason why?
Well, the it began in 1978, and it started out as a week of celebration. Bishop King, who was the assistant to the superintendent of Catholic schools for minority affairs at that particular time, came together with a group of people to bring about this celebration. And their rationale for this celebration was from the documents of Vatican II,
mm-hmm.
and specifically the role of the church in the modern world. And so this is the 33rd year that we're gathering to celebrate this. It's continued until this day.
There's a tremendous amount of richness in African American heritage, and I know that as part of this liturgy, the two of you spend a lot of time trying to capture the many dimensions of that richness through songs and dances. Tell us how the liturgy comes together, and some of the things that you look at in an effort to really make this a special event every year.
Well, we want this liturgy to be more than just a time to add a song here or put an activity or a dance here. So we began by taking a look at our community, what's going on in our schools, what's going on in our families. And there's a group of us, including several principals of Catholic schools, that sit around the table to do this. And we look at the strengths and the weaknesses, and then we look at the theme that we're celebrating. And in connection with that, we look at how we want to bring a message to our students.
And the thing is, I know it's being held on February 25th at Holy Name Cathedral. About how many people are you expecting at this liturgy? I mean, will you fill up the cathedral, which would be, I think, over 1,000 people?
Well, I'll just say this and hand it on to Kate. We used to, when we began, there were like more than 70 predominantly African-American schools,
mm-hmm.
but as you know, that number has shrunk considerably. So when we began, we would look at maybe 1,500
mm-hmm.
and possibly standing room only, and now we're down to about 800 students.
Which is still a good number, and but there's such a rich history for this liturgy, and in all, for example, Sister Kathleen, you have been involved with this liturgy for how many years?
I've been involved since 91, and I had a little break there, and then I've been back since 95.
Now, is there any particular story that comes to your mind in all the years you've done this that really has touched your heart, that has made a difference, either from a student, from a teacher, from a parent, or the liturgy itself?
Well, when we to our students, and some come back to help us out as lectors or commentators, and they began to say, oh, I remember when I was a student and I came, and they're so enthusiastic about it, and it helps us to keep fresh. Because, you know, after you do something for so long, sometimes you lose some of your freshness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And having these young people come back and want to be a part of the liturgy, the planning, or doing some other kind of activity that keeps us motivated. That's very good for me.
Sister Kathleen, how does the theme get developed every year? I know this year the Guzosama principle of Kumba, which is creativity, is going to be the focus of the Mass. How does the theme get formed, and how does it really translate into what the two of you do as members of the Liturgy Committee?
We do a lot of praying. And the prayer helps us to see as God sees, looking at some of the issues of the day. Because sometimes if you look at the issues of the day, then it helps us to say, oh, Scripture speaks to this in this way. Scripture speaks to that in that way. For instance, if we're doing Kalumba, and we want to think about the gifts, then we would look at Corinthians, where St. Paul says everybody's gift is there.
Yeah.
Everybody's not called to be a preacher. Everybody's not called to be a teacher, you know, and so on and so forth. And so that helps us to work on that. We look at the Psalms and notice the way that it says it's not the burnt offerings, but praise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look to find the particular passage that the children would understand. And
see, I think that's the key, is to put it to their level, because if it's a liturgy written, let's say, by adults for adults, you lose the children, but I know that you can get them involved. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Wayne Majors, and our guests are Joyce King and Sister Kathleen Smith. We're talking about the 33rd Annual African American Heritage Month Mass, which will be held on at Holy Name Cathedral on Friday, February 25th. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Wayne Majors and Father Greg Sackwitz with you, talking about the 33rd Annual African American Heritage Month Mass, which is coming up at the Holy Name Cathedral on Friday, February 25th, so just a week from this Friday at 9:30 a.m. And two of the key people in the Liturgy Committee work that goes on to put this wonderful event on every year are with us this morning, Sister Kathleen Smith, who is a member of that committee, as well as Joyce King. And maybe, Joyce, we can go to you on this one, but I would imagine that in addition to all of the work that you do in the preparation and the music and dance that goes into the celebration, that when it's all over and students leave and they go back to their classrooms, what do you hear? What do they say? What are the experiences of the students, in addition to, I would imagine, being an incredibly spiritual and prayerful experience for them? What are some of the things from what you have heard that they walk away with?
Well, one of the things that we try to do to kind of help this theme carry over after the Mass is over, uh-huh, is we have what we call an all-schools activity, which we send out to the schools, to all the schools. And with this activity, we want young people to take that theme and apply it in some way to their lives in the school and in their homes. And so this year, the All Schools activity is both a teaching tool and an opportunity for them to show their creativity. We've asked them to develop posters. We've given them information about the scriptures, and we've given them articles to read about the contributions that have been made to the African-American community by African-Americans. And so they are to develop posters around those, around some of those contributions, and bring them to the Mass to be displayed at a particular time. Also, we're looking this year at Father Augustus Tolton, who was the first recognized black priest in the United States, and he is being
They're trying to push on his and move on his canonization process.
Right, right. And so we're also focusing on him this year. So what we hope is that the teachers, with the material that we send them, will take this material and use it in the classroom so that the learning process goes on after the Mass is over.
You know, I like the Guzo Saba principle of Kumba, which means creativity, because I always think of the word creation, and the best definition of creation I ever heard is, creation is not making something out of nothing. Creation is making order out of chaos.
Yes.
And there's a spark of creativity to that.
Yes.
And so just that whole sense of being, you know, creative, which is a gift from God. Because, you know, it's interesting that, excuse me, especially during the winter months, people get into a routine, a rut, and our lives are sparked by creativity that brings a freshness to it and a new life for each individual. And so I just think that the theme of creativity is such a profound gift. And it's interesting, we don't hear that word creativity too often. We just don't.
No.
You know, we talk about, you know, he is a creative person, you know, she's very creative in her thinking, and yet we don't talk about it that much.
No, we don't. But the beautiful thing about creativity is that you're using what God has given you.
Exactly.
But then no one has to put a particular shape on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it comes from what God has given you, it can be unique as you want it to be. I think that's the beauty of creativity. As you said, we don't hear that particular theme much. You might hear more about Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics, or one of the others, Nia, which is purpose, or Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. But you don't hear much about Kuumba.
No.
And I think that's such a precious aspect of us.
Sister Kathleen, give us an idea on how students from, I would imagine, a variety of different archdiocesan schools actually get involved in the celebration of this liturgy.
Well, we have to notify our different schools, but one thing that I do enjoy is going to the schools, especially high schools, and instructing them on how to be ushers. When they're in their own parishes, many times they don't get a chance to operate as a usher or a lector or a commentator or any of those things. But by us going to the schools and asking them to participate in this way, this gives them an opportunity to have the Mass be a part of themselves rather than the Mass is some kind of spectator thing.
We need to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a very special way Joyce King and Sister Kathleen Smith, who are part of the Liturgy Committee members of the African American Heritage Month Mass, which will be held on Friday, February 25th at Holy Name Cathedral. I want to thank in a very special way also Wayne Magyars for his great job co-hosting, and to our excellent producer, Jasmine Kiddos, and our outstanding engineer.
Oh, he's okay.
Brian. Well, he's all right. He's adequate. Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. To our listeners, God bless and have a wonderful week and a happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Bye-bye.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.